Live from New York City and reaching out across America, it's the Late Joey Reynolds Show.
We have Jeff Berger. Wrote a really fine book, which is about John Lennon. It's called Lennon.
Well, you should know
Lennon.
This one. My God, you were a jock absolutely. All these years.
Well, yeah. So were you, Joey.
All right, so John Lennon was at the height of his career again. He had about three resurgence. One of the times that I was with him was the time that he came to L.A. Mm-hmm. with May Punk. May Pang.
Right. May Punk.
Yeah, May Punk. She was sleeping with him, and when Yoko said it was okay.
She did. Supposedly, yeah. That's what we heard.
Is that right, Jeff?
Yeah, well, Yoko kind of kicked him out. She'd had enough, and he took off for L.A. and had his so-called drunken year and a half, and eventually, of course, came back to her.
Well, what do you mean, enough of what?
Well, he was pretty self-absorbed, I don't think a lot of details of it are out, but she was just not in the same zone as he was for a while, and so he took off, and he was hanging around with Nielsen and with May Pang in L.A., Finally decided he wanted to go home.
Well, his manager moved to L.A., Alan Klein, I think, at the time. Right. And they had Apple Records. Yeah, that was his
right.
own label.
Right. But then he had a falling out.
It was a split after Paul McCartney.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I had a relationship with Sid Bernstein. Mm-hmm. Sid and I were best of friends.
Oh, yeah, you and Sid were very good friends.
Yeah, mm-hmm. all the time. So, in the end, I did the final film with Sid Bernstein, and we were at Strawberry Fields, which is in Central Park. Overlooking from the Dakota, where the apartment is, where John Lennon was killed,
right.
and where Yoko still lives, she could see the strawberry field from her window.
Oh,
right.
wow.
Right.
And I took Sid Bernstein across the street. At that time, he wasn't walking so good. I wheeled him across. It's on video, on my video, on my website, which is joeyreynolds.tv, if you want to see it with Sid Bernstein. But I wheeled him across the street, and the guard did not know who he was.
Wow.
And I said, this is the guy that all these people are gathered here taking pictures of John Lennon where he got killed. This is the guy who was the manager, the promoter who brought the Beatles here.
Yeah, he's talked about in the book.
I had to tell him all that. So what did you write a book for? Why did you write about John Lennon?
Well, this was the third book I had done for this series called Musicians in Their Own Words. I did Springsteen and then Leonard Cohen, and they wanted me to do a third book, and that was actually the publisher's number one choice of who they wanted, and that was fine with me because I've been a big John Lennon fan since the beginning.
Well, he was a favorite of Sid Bernstein. Did you know that?
Yep. Yeah.
Probably because of Imagine.
Yeah.
And Imagine was a great song. It still is.
Right.
And it's prophetic. I used that word a little earlier, but it really is because here you have the Beatles singing about something that was so far ahead of what everybody's consciousness. Mm-hmm. You know, all you need is love, and the writings were so brilliant. And
they moved very fast. You know, they were "I Want to Hold Your Hand" to "Strawberry Fields Forever" was 3 years.
Yeah,
and John Lennon changed that fast as well.
Well, he got it. Well, they started doing a lot of drugs too.
Yeah, that was part of it. Yeah.
And the Maharishi, that was another part.
Yeah.
I met him, you know, I walked into the Bushnell Auditorium, he was sitting in lotus position.
Really?
I walked in the room, he turned his head, he was afraid I was going to talk.
Who'd have thought?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Lennon and all of the Beatles went through a lot of phases and then discarded them later, and the Maharishi was one that they got disillusioned with, just as Lennon got disillusioned with Jerry Rubin and Abbie Hoffman and a whole bunch of other things.
Did you see Love, the Beatles, in the Cirque du Soleil in Las Vegas?
I didn't see that, no.
Oh, I see it every year. I'm going to see it this year. I go to the Consumer Electronics Show, and then that's always I make a novena. I go and see that show. Yeah. And George Harrison, just before he passed, I think he had a vote on that particular show. And, of course, George Martin, who did the music, and they remastered everything digitally, he and his son, and they redid a lot of it. It's just a spectacular presentation of the Beatles. You got to see it.
I should see it.
Especially, and it doesn't necessarily feature John Lennon. You know, I mean, but John was the most spiritual, carrying songwriter, I think. He carried, except for Oh Sweet Lord by George Harrison, which was, very...
Yeah, certainly very the most political and...
yeah, he really wanted peace.
Yeah, he was a good balance for McCartney.
See, he got peace. He died. That's the way you get it. You know, if you want peace, you got to stop bombing other countries.
Yeah, really.
It's a secret.
Yeah. Well,
and you know, you got to not want oil.
Yeah.
And then, right. You know, if you don't want oil, now they're going to raise oil prices again. Guess what's going to happen? When oil prices go up, all the airfares go up,
everything.
And all the food and all the delivery, and everything's going to go up again because everybody's relying on this little stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why they're fracking, which they're taking water. Well, Jesus turned water into wine, and these guys are turning water into oil, and they're fracking.
I don't think you'd have to guess too much to wonder what John Lennon would think about what's going on today.
Nothing. He would tell Trump to go frack himself.
Yeah.
But I think everybody ought to tell him anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it. I just wanted to make my little statement. But your book is called what?
It's Lennon on Lennon, Conversations with John Lennon, and it's uses the word conversations rather than interviews in the subtitle like my other books did, because he didn't really do a lot of formal interviews. He sat down with friends and talked for hours, and they were more back and forth dialogues rather than formal Q&As.
So we got Jeff Berger here today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you so much.
Great.
Great book.